In Me is Greatness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. In Me is Greatness. In each of us is greatness. We have within us the magic, the magnificence, all of the wonderful things that are fantastic in this life. And it's up to us to enjoy them, to utilize them, to experience them, to know them, and to be them. Our dear friend Ralph Waldo Emerson had a quote which was very significant, I felt. He says, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." A rather remarkable fellow. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. It's easy to say that we have greatness within us and then not do anything about it. And most people do say they have greatness within them and don't do a thing about it. Why is it that we do so little about the greatness that's within us? For one thing, we have a tendency to be outlooking persons. We have a tendency to look at the world around us and say, that world around us is reality. That world around us is all that really matters. That world around us is what we can touch and taste and feel and know. The world within us is sort of hidden, sort of secret, sort of private, sort of a world that is not to be played with, not to be known. And people who are great on the outer, and we have no idea how much it was a matter of their being aware of who they are on the inner, who they are inside themselves, who they are in the very heart of them. What lies within us is there. It's like the gold in the mountains. Gold miners go out there and seek it out. Some find it, some don't. They know how to look for it. They say it must have certain types of rock around it that bring forth the gold, that the gold lies within them. The same for oil. Geologists study geology. They study rocks. They study the formation of the ground. They want to know what it foretells, what it pretends to be, how they can get to the treasure that lies within. Well, I wonder, is there something that is a course that we can take to study how we can know what treasure lies within each one of us? Is there some sort of a program we can go to understand who we are and what we will be? Will we be the President of the United States? Will we be some glorious person? Will we be some successful person? Will we be a happy person? Oh, these are all questions we ask from the time we're born until the time we move to our next dimension. Now, how can we efficiently, effectively, and purposefully study who and what we are? How can we go within ourselves and know who that person is that we are? Now we say, and flippantly we say it, well, we meditate about it. I meditated today. I meditate. Well, you're always meditating. To meditate means to think about. You're always thinking about many, many, many things. But are you thinking about things that are positive, beneficial, and uplifting for you? Are you saying, yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can, and then go forth and do it? Are you living your life in such a manner that you can fulfill all of your dreams? Or are you living your life in such a manner that you just barely scratch the surface of who you are and go through life as an incomplete, unfulfilled being. Well, most people are that way. Most people are incomplete, unfulfilled beings, primarily because they don't know who they are. Now, to learn to meditate is a very beautiful thing. It's not a tedious thing. It's not something that is bad or evil or good or wonderful. It's just how we look at life. If I look at life from the point of view that all is good and very good, I'm going to find a life that is always good and very good. If I look at a life that is always successful, then I am always going to be successful. If I look at a life that is always healthy and harmonious, then I will always be healthy and harmonious. Now you say, well, I've thought of those things, and I've... Yes, but how consistently have we looked at these things and made them ours? A mathematician is a person who thinks about math all the time. A musician is someone who plays music, who is into music, and music is the very heart and soul of that person. A dancer is likewise a dancer who dances. A singer sings. A minister ministers. A child is a child. A child is a perfect child so long as that child can be itself and have fun. Oh, we say from the early years on, if a child were trained in every language on the face of the earth, if a child were trained with all the industry and all the wisdom and all the genius that lie within the universal mind, it could reveal these, unfold these, and let these go. That's true. That's true. They say about geothermal activity, it's just below the surface of the earth, and you can tap it, and you can tap into that heated water and use it to make steam and do other things. Well, a child is like the area in which the geothermal activities take place. It's just a little ways below the surface. It's right there. In a child, wisdom, genius, magnificence are just a teensy-weensy little bit below the surface. And a child has not yet formed all sorts of no ideas about itself. It still is wide open to say, yes, 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 I love it, I love it. And when the mountains change and shift and cover the geothermal areas, they're further beneath the ground. Further beneath the ground and hidden to us. Reminds me of the gentleman who was hiking in the hills. He was a great walker, and one time he invited his two boys to come and join him as he was on top of a mountain. And they came up there and they sat with him and they looked around and they said, "Gee, Dad, this is wonderful." And the father said, "Yes, it is." And then the boy was scratching on a rock and he said, "Look, Dad, this looks like gold." Oh, silly, how can a piece of gold be on top of the mountain like this? It's under the mountain or in the mountain, but not on top of it. Well, sometimes I guess it would go on top. Well, they studied that piece, and they found that it was worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it was lying right on the surface of the mountain, covered by moss and covered by all sorts of other things that nature would wrap around it. We're like that beautiful chunk of gold on top of the mountain. Not hidden, right at the surface, where little children can reveal it, because they say, "What do you think this is? That looks like gold." "Oh no," the father said. And then he said, "Oh yes." How often the children are so readily able to receive and be aware of that genius that lies within them, because it's so close to the surface. And adults have thrown so many obstacles over all of their genius and all of their inner wisdom that they've made it a deep struggle to get down to it. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We can be right on the surface. We can be right on top. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. What lies within you? What lies within me? We'll never know. We'll never know until we take the time to meditate upon it. We'll never know until we take the time to listen within, to find out what that magic is that is within us, and how we can mine that magic, how we can bring it forth in our life, how we can bring it into our own personal existence. How we can do it? Oh my! It's there. It's there, waiting for us. It's there waiting for our innocence as a child to see it, to know it. I can play the piano. I am going to be a great genius. I have the talent for this or that or the other thing. And we are incredulous about it. We don't believe it. We say, how can that be? And yet, within us, within all people, within all beings are those magnificent expressions and opportunities, is the genius omnipresent equally within everyone, present in everyone, waiting for us to meditate upon him, to mine it. Meditate and mine both start with M. How interesting. To meditate upon it, to think about it, to bring it forth, to let it reveal itself in our world. The outer is but a fraction of what lies within us. The outer is but an image, an icon of the reality of the totality of the thing. Let's not just enjoy the icons. Let's enjoy the allness. Let's learn to meditate, and as we learn to meditate, we find within us is the magic, the wonder, the genius that forever and ever is crying forth to say, I want to come out, I want to come out, I want to come out, I want to be in your life. Yes. How often in your dreams have you dreamed of doing some noble and beautiful things? Most naturally, you didn't think it was unusual at all. How often in your dreams, as you're watching great musicians perform, do you feel like you are right there with them on one of the instruments performing too? How often is you're seeing and hearing the great operatic singers sing, or the great Caruso, or whoever the various fine singers are, and one is your delight. And as they sing, you are right there singing with them, and you are equal to them, if not even grander. All of the magic of the world is ours. And at some point in time and space and the allness of the nothingness, we are experiencing that right now. Now, what we'd like to do is to knowingly experiencing this, knowingly experiencing what it is that is the choice of our heart, what it is that greatness, that genius that lies within us, that magnificence that we are. We'd like to know it and be it. Well, to know it and be it means that we teach ourselves to meditate. We teach ourselves to let go and let the divine be in us all that it is. We teach ourselves to recognize that all is done now and all is wonderful now, just stupendous now, and it is ours. I'm ready for such a gift, such a goal, such an experience, and I am taking my time of meditation and not thinking about anything in particular, but just listening to the divine within me tell me who I am. Tell me how great I am. Tell me the magic that I am. And tell it to me that it is so now. And it is so now. Oh, meditation is a lot of fun. What lies within us is truly the gold. It's truly the elements that make life rich and fulfilling, and ever awaiting us to call upon them and enjoy them. I see you doing that now, just as I am doing that now. And I love you. I love you. I love you.